Welcome everyone to our midweek podcast. I'm here in the offices with Pastor Ed.
Hello everybody.
And Ed, yesterday we had Vision Sunday and it was just a great success. Really enjoyed hearing your and Michelle's heart for where we're heading as a church. For everyone who wasn't there and for everyone who was there who wants to go a little bit deeper, why don't you just continue to unpack, first of all, those big themes that you were talking about for 2015 and 2016, where you feel God's leading us as a church.
Yeah, so 2015, that's this year, we're really going to be thinking about building a great community here.
Yeah.
And just all the way around the margins. I think we have a great community, if I'm really honest. I love coming. I think most people love coming. They love the welcome. The host does such a great job on Sundays. It makes sure everybody feels $1 million. The Connect group's working real hard at forming small groups. But it's about adding to what we're already doing rather than saying, hey, we're doing something bad. I don't think we are.
Right.
But I think all of us can kind of expand our hearts a bit more.
Yeah.
And as we do that, then we can kind of grow the whole church.
Yeah.
All of us can capture God's heart a bit more for the lost, those who don't know him yet, and yeah, those in need, I think. We live in such a needy world. There's so many people lonely,
yeah,
lost, you know, like suicide rates are up, the depression rates are, well, depressing.
Yeah.
And people need a church, a safe place. The hurting world needs a safe place where they can be healed and restored, they can find hope and meaning and purpose, where they can find a saviour. And just want to help us all capture more of God's heart this year, really, for the, yeah, world that he loves and sent his son to die for. So that's this year, and we made some announcements on that, some bits and pieces to try and do that, and we'll develop the theme across all the different areas of church this year.
Yeah.
And then 2016, we've talked about, for the obvious reason, we need to do some things this year for next year.
Right.
So in one sense, next year will start kind of happening this year, really.
Right.
And we're talking about breaking out. Breaking out of our Jerusalems and Judea, really.
Yep.
So we kind of unpacked Acts a little bit and said Jerusalem is our area here. Judea is kind of the extension services idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about Lancaster particularly.
Yep.
And then going beyond that into our Samaria and then into the ends of the earth.
Yep.
We're going to start with our Samaria, really.
Yep.
And we talked about Newcastle. But more than that, really helping all of us to break out of our comfort zones.
Right.
There's so many people come to church and they're comfortable. I don't read comfortableness in the Bible.
Right.
I really don't. I kind of read Jesus and then the apostles really saying to the church, hey, you should be out there. You should in part be uncomfortable because you're embarking on a mission and there's an enemy and he wants to disrupt what you're doing and, you know, push you back. And we are in a war. We are trying to win souls and there should be uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Even with the joy and the peace in our hearts, there should, yeah, be that. And really saying, hey guys, we need to break out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
Be in our own small world. As a church, we're going to break out of perhaps the confines that we might think that we're in and say, no, we're going to lift our head up and go and do what Jesus taught us to do, which is to go and reach the whole world eventually.
Yeah.
So we're going to break out. It's a very exciting day. I can't wait to get stuck into it all.
Fantastic. So now you've talked about Lancaster being an extension service.
Yep.
And the word we're using for Newcastle and Tyneside and the Northeast is a campus.
Yes.
What is the difference between an extension service and a campus? Because it'll obviously be our third attempt at an extension service.
Yes.
We obviously have a Connect group down in Wigan and we have an extension service that's established in Blackpool, and then we're talking about Lancaster. But this campus is brand new. We've never done one before except the very first time, right?
Yeah.
So what's the differences between an extension service and a campus?
Well, a extension service is an extension of a campus, really.
Okay.
So all the resources, the finance, all the pastoral stuff, everything's still centered. It's just like doing another service, just in a different area.
Yep.
And sure, there might be some Connect groups kind of particularly connected to that extension services,
yeah,
but the Connect groups still have the whole,
yeah,
of the campus. So in my mind, I always say it's a service that we're doing that's just not on site,
yeah,
here at Valley Centre. A campus is different in that you're going to, well, it's far enough away where people have to get up and move, as we talked about on Sunday.
Yeah.
And even though they're heart and soul are going to be linked back into us, and because it's a UK campus, their finances and legal status will be still connected to us.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be much more much more independent in the sense that they'll have their own leaders,
yep.
they'll have their own connect group systems, they'll have to run their own pastoral work, their own kind of youth and children, kind of it will be, they'll be more on their own even though they are part of the whole.
Yep.
So we'll still be one big family, still under one banner, but they'll have that. They will feel a bit more independent. The extension service really is just another service.
So the things that we're saying all the way through church, whether it's an extension service or a campus or Valley Centre or Newcastle or wherever, is vision, culture, senior leadership remain the same.
Yeah.
An extension service, obviously we have Pastor James is in Blackpool, but he's actually based centrally.
Yeah.
And even though he lives in Blackpool, his home base is here at Valley Centre, whereas a campus pastor would be
in their campus.
Would be in their campus, yeah. And they come back to central, which will still be central, for key things like leadership vision nights, vision things and bigger things, but to kind of keep the heart and soul the same, but they would be leading delegated there over in a new area.
Yeah.
So you set a challenge for us on Sunday that said you want everyone who calls Valley Church their home to consider whether God might be calling them, A, to help us as Valley Church Central launch an extension service in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Or if God's calling them to uproot and take our vision, culture, DNA, and move and launch a new campus over in Newcastle in the northeast. What are the steps? First of all, how can we ask God? How do we know? Second of all, what can we do to prepare for it? And thirdly, what would be involved in one of the announcements, which was Valley Academy?
Well, I'll go back a stage and just remind everybody of what we promised when we said we'd follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't know what it meant, but Jesus calls us to follow him wherever he calls us to and whatever that looks like. And so there's the whenever and whatever in our promise to him. And if you love Jesus, that was what you said. Jesus, I'll go wherever you want and I'll do whatever you want me to do. And I think that's important. And I think I think the first stage is to go back to that promise and say, Jesus, I made that promise. I meant the promise. I still mean the promise. And on that basis, God, I'm saying, do you want me to go and move? Do you want me to leave the relatively safety of kind of central and go either help with an extension service, which means you're saying, I understand that means I can kind of stay here where I live and my kids can go to the same schools, I can have the same job, but I'm kind of working over there and it'd be extra time, extra expense to do that and effort. Some days will be longer because you've got your traveling, you might be going up there in the week as well to do some stuff. So, or it might be that you say, God, do you want me to go to Newcastle? And I think all of us need to ask those questions every so often.
Yeah.
And not get settled.
Right.
Christian life isn't about getting settled. It's about following Jesus.
Yeah.
And so to actually ask this question. And so I do it in prayer.
Yeah.
And then I would be open to listen.
Yeah.
Now, I think the call to Newcastle, you'll kind of know.
Mm.
Either somebody will say, have you ever thought about it? And you'll go, I don't know. Or you'll just get that sense in your spirit. Or you'll be reading the Bible and a verse will hit you. You'll go like, oh man, I know what that means.
Yep.
I know what that verse is telling me. And something will happen so you'll know.
Yeah.
I think particularly for Newcastle, I think the extension service, you might go, I've always dreamed of doing something from scratch.
Yeah.
And it might be a dream or a passion in your heart, which that will enable you to explore.
Yeah.
And that could be your calling and your direction.
Yeah.
To get prepared, well, as everybody knows now,
yeah.
the plans to launch an academy in September. You could join that. It's deliberately designed so that people can work as well, but only part-time.
Yeah.
Can I say that if you can't do that, it doesn't exclude you from helping in the teams, but you'll be much better ready if you do the academy.
Yeah.
So you can do that. If you can't do that, then go to as much leadership stuff as you can, learn about a plant. There's so much material out there that you could do.
Yeah.
And then physically, is that your third question? What would it actually mean?
Yeah, just what would be involved in doing the Valley Academy and then actually extending out.
Yeah, so you've done the Valley Academy, and part of that there'll be some teaching and training, some exercises to do, both here, central in Lancaster, and probably some work in Newcastle as well.
Yeah,
which will be fun. And then what will it mean practically? Well, eventually it will mean you're going to be committed to going somewhere else.
Yep.
If Newcastle, it will mean selling your house or renting your house out to somebody else.
Yeah.
And renting a house out in Newcastle or actually buying your house out there, depending on what you think you should do.
Yep.
And then committing yourself to at least a three-year go in Newcastle.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs to know that we truly believe that God's called us to do it, but we hold things really loose.
Yeah.
You know, and we're gonna have a go at, you know, launching this new campus.
Yeah.
And see what happens, really. The Lancaster one obviously is a bit safer. It'll mean missing a certain amount of services here, but you'll still be linked back in here, and so that'll be less kind of dramatic in what you have to do.
Okay. So someone might be listening to this saying, you know, like you say, you know, they've got this kind of inner witness, they think, I'm really interested, passionate about this, I've always thought about this, or maybe just this gut feeling. Who do they need to go talk to? And by when?
If you want to do the academy, then come and see myself or Pastor Dave,
mm-hmm.
Or Pastor James,
mm-hmm.
or Pastor Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those four will be fine. And then just share your heart with them. I'd do that fairly soon, within the next few months, definitely before summer.
Yep.
And then, because you'll need to make some plans and get yourselves organised to do it, so the sooner the better.
Yep, and it's launching in...
September.
Yep.
And then you have to work out how you can afford it and all that kind of thing. So I would do that... Where are we now? February, aren't we?
Almost
in February. Yeah, I'd give yourself 2-3 months. So April, May time.
Okay.
I'd be having those chats.
Great.
And if you're even interested, have the chat.
Yeah.
Don't kind of hold off and think, oh, I need to be super certain. Nah, of course you don't.
Yeah.
If you're just interested, go and have the chance.
Have a go.
Just have a go, yeah. Most Christians, but some Christians don't enter into all that God has for them because they're just too nervous to have a go.
Yeah.
Just have a go. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. And then see what happens.
Brilliant. Well, fantastic. So that was just a recap of, I guess, the big headlines from Vision Sunday. So thanks, Ed, for that. As always, you can come and talk to Pastors Ed and Michelle on a Sunday after any service. Feel free to do that and approach them and to ask questions and things like that. And, of course, you can talk to connect group leaders, ministry leaders, other team, other pastors and all that stuff. But do consider that call. Maybe this is your time just to get out of your comfort zone, to break out of that area a little bit, and to help us take what you talked about, Ed, that great community, develop it here or even re-establish it in somewhere like Newcastle or Lancaster. And so thanks for your time, as always, and hope you've enjoyed the podcast, listeners, and we'll see you next time.